What's going on, successors? What's going on, successors? What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success. And y'all, it's been so long. It's been a while since I've seen you. Tonight, we are celebrating something very, very special. This is our 300th episode of the Speak Your Success podcast. Chop it up, chop it up, clap it up, clap it up. Give me some love in the comments. Y'all, this has been a journey, okay? It has been a journey. And we even took a little bit of time off, right? We took a brief pause, but I wanted to come back to you tonight in this way to let you know we've revamped some things, we've changed some things, and we even added some things and some people to the show. So let's go ahead and dive in because we have a great show for you tonight. I'm excited about tonight. And as we kick this thing off, you can see it's a new vibe. You can see we got a new background. You can see the scenes. It's popping off. Shout out to my producer. Shout out to producer Brittany Lucky, right? Getting the job done. But y'all, what you can expect from this platform and what you can expect from us is diving in deep, talking about personal development, diving in, talking about entrepreneurship, talking about business, talking about family. Because these are all things that matter to me, and I know that they matter to you as well. So tonight, as I want to just take a second and let you all know, just catch you up a little bit in my life, right? So have a baby boy, and now he is getting closer and closer, inching to 2 years old, right? My parents out there, let me know in the comments. Let me know where y'all at, right? So we have a two-year-old, have an almost two-year-old baby boy. So life has been changing. Now we're getting to see some of these temper tantrums and some of these fits, and I'm like, bro, get it together. Like, you knew I had plans to go live at 8, right? You knew I had plans, but now you want to decide to throw this temper tantrum right now. Like, why are you acting like this? Right? And even some other things are just taking place is we've been adding to the team, right? We now have a producer of the show. Like I said before, Brittany Lucky, she's worked with, you know, some of the most talented minds in business, work with people like Ricky Smiley and multi-Grammy award-winning Erica Campbell, and the list can go on and on, but you're going to get to hear more about her, and you're going to get to learn more about her journey and just, you know, why she's one of the dopest producers out there. I believe the dopest producer out there because she's forward-thinking and she tells you just like it is, right? But now, also, what some of the things that we've been working on, some of the goals that we've talked about for the team, right? And for 2025, the goal is for us to give you this show. We're going live Monday. We're going live Tuesday. We're going live Thursday. And we're going live Friday. We're giving you multiple doses throughout the week so that you can get your feel. You can get and see some of the topics that we're going to be talking about, breaking down, talking about some of the things we've seen across social media. But even further than that, we're going to be giving you right here on this channel content that is not just going to be me, but we have some new shows that we're going to be rolling out here just shortly. And the goal is to really blow up this platform, because if the platform blows up, or as the platform blows up, we're going to be pouring into you, adding more value to you, bringing you other voices. And we're ultimately going to be elevating the minority perspective. So if that sounds good to you, let me know in the chat. And even outside of that, some of the other goals and some of the other things we're working on is partnering with schools across the country. And we're looking to further implement teaching podcasting. Because if you follow me for any amount of time within the last 3 to 4 years, you know that I have a fascination and a love for podcasts and for media, especially user-driven media, right? So you, as the content creator, as the athlete, as the entrepreneur, now you have the opportunity to begin to build and grow and expand your platform, expand your network. And with that being said, I also want to let you all know this, that if you're somebody who's been saying you wanted to start a podcast and you didn't know where to start, well, now I'm giving you the opportunity to join me on this journey. And you can just go to getpaywithpodcasting.com/community, and you will get free access. We'll have that down in the show notes to where you can join us and we can help you get your podcast started. Okay, so now, other than that, y'all, now we're going to keep moving the show along, because like I said before, we have a great show for you tonight. But be sure to stay tapped in, be sure to be engaged, right? Because as you engage, we're going to engage back with you. And now we're going to transition into our Black History Month segment. And we're just going to talk a little bit about Black History Month, and we're going to talk about some of the facts that you may or may not have known. Producer Britt, come on out here and break this down for us. Producer Britt, let us know what we're about to get into tonight.
All right, Jonathan. Okay, so my Black history fact is February 3rd, 1956, Authrene J. Lucy Foster became the first Black student to attend the University of Alabama. She was expelled 3 days later for her own safety in response to threats from a mob. In 1992, Authrene Lucy Foster graduated from the university with a master's degree in education. The same day, her daughter, Graza Foster, graduated with a bachelor's in corporate finance. So the cool thing about this fact is that in 1988, the University of Alabama wrote a letter to Miss Authrene and told her that her expulsion was no longer happening. And so they allowed her to come back to the university, and she got to graduate with her daughter in 1992. So that is your Black History Fact of the Day from me. Jonathan, what you got?
I like that, man. I really love that when colleges come back and they want to rectify and make the situation right and honor those people. I always think that's dope. So now I'm gonna switch it over to sports. And one of my Black history facts that I want to share, because oftentimes when people think about Black history and they think about the first African-American player to play baseball, people always mention Jackie Robinson. And I also thought that Jackie Robinson also was the first Black player to play in the MLB, right? People always talk about Jackie Robinson, talk about Roberto Clemente, but Moses Fleetwood Walker was the first Black MLB player who actually came in 1884. So he was ahead of Jackie Robinson, which I did not know.
I did not know that either. Fun fact.
Happy Black History Month. You know what I'm saying?
Happy Black History Month.
Producer Britt, what else you got? I see you got the laptop. I know you got something else.
I'm saving the good ones. You know, we got 25 days left, so I can't get them all out today. But okay, so Ella Fitzgerald, speaking of the Grammys, we all know that Beyonce just made history for one, becoming the fourth Black woman to get Album of the Year. The ladies before her were Natalie Cole, Whitney Houston, Lauryn Hill, and now Beyonce. So congratulations to Beyonce on her win. Yes, congratulations. And then also, speaking of the Grammys, Ella Fitzgerald was the first Black woman or the first African-American ever to receive a Grammy Award. So that's another Black history fact for you.
Wow, I like that. I like how you keep it in the arts. Keeping the arts and entertainment, I like that.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, for sure. And then with the Super Bowl coming up, right, Super Bowl right around the corner, I have another sports Black history fact. In 1978, the Buccaneers selected Doug Williams 17th overall, making him the first Black quarterback ever drafted in the first round. So shout out to Doug Williams, and people might have most notably seen him recently because he is also been really pivotal walking with the Washington Commanders and been helping them and been in a consultant type role here this season. So shout out to Doug Williams, shout out to the Commanders, and happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month.
All month long.
All month long. You know, they gave us the shortest month, but you know, we gonna take it, okay? And we gonna do what we gotta do.
The whole shebang and bang.
I know.
The whole
right? shebang
and bang. All right. So now, Producer Britt, where we at now? What's up next?
Okay, well, what's up next is one of my favorite segments. I feel like this is something very original. It ain't never been done before. Me and Jonathan thought long and hard on this, and it's called What I Saw Scrolling. So
what I saw scrolling.
So what's gonna happen is I have my iPad here. Jonathan and I, we send each other clips back and forth, and right now we're just gonna scroll through our messages, and we're gonna go in and look at these clips, and we're gonna talk about them. So up first, we gotta talk about Luka.
Got that. People in Dallas are really heartbroken. Producer Bruce.
Yes, they are.
People in Dallas are really heartbroken about this. We was talking about it earlier, how people pulling up to the arena, they laying out coffins and they having a funeral.
Oh,
man,
my gosh. The casket was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. It's wild.
All right. So let's hear Stephen A., trusted journalist, sports, you know, he's everything sports. So let's listen to him explain about the Luka trade.
The Lakers didn't consult with them. I spoke to the Lakers yesterday. The first call, first of all, this they received a call about 2 weeks ago from Nico Harrison. And obviously, Nico and Rob Pelinka go back a very, very long ways. All right. So they have that relationship and that communication. Outside of them, the only people who knew were the owners. OK, once you get to that point, what does that mean? What that means is that LeBron James didn't know. Anthony Davis didn't know. Rich Paul didn't know. Bill Duffy didn't know. Luka Doncic did not know. OK, and you could see by the shot. Anthony Davis just closed on a $32 million mansion in Bel Air. You got to put that on the market now, unless he wants to keep it and go there in the offseason. Luka Doncic just closed on a $12 million house in Dallas, okay, which is another thing. I'm sure it's very nice, okay? But the bottom line is this. They were planting their roots. They didn't see this coming. And for LeBron not to see this coming, it's a very, very big deal. Now, there's a lot of people out there that's going to throw clutch sports into the mix because they're going to say, Lakers want to send a message, you know, Clutch Sports isn't running things, we're running things, et cetera, et cetera. And fairness to Clutch Sports is very important. When you listen to the Lakers, they'll tell you the conversations were very, very respectful. This is our organization. This is what we felt was in the best interest of the organization. Rich Paul, Anthony Davis, all of those guys took it like professionals, and they deserve credit for that. But it doesn't negate the fact that that narrative has been out there for quite some time about the Lakers and Clutch Sports, and specifically LeBron James this year. Again, his son is on the team. The Lakers, forget LeBron James, forget Bronny James, forget the rest of the league. The Lakers felt like, hey, we've done a lot. We've capitulated. We've acquiesced. We know what a superstar he is, and we'll do anything for our stars. And that's how they believe they treated LeBron James. So if that was the way they treated LeBron James, and that's the way they've treated all of their stars, how do you explain this happening? The Lakers didn't consult with them.
What you got? What you got?
So the Lakers have always, I was on mute, Lord have mercy. The Lakers have always done what they need. Yeah, the Lakers have done what they always need to do to, you know, bring in superstars. Cause the Lake Show, like, you know, they're most memorable for Jack Nicklaus being on the sideline and having shows and all this other stuff. But for my heart goes out for AD, right? Cause the Lakers by far win on this. You can't tell me that LeBron didn't know that this was gonna happen. Come on, man. Come on, Britt. Like, come on. I don't buy that at all. Nah, man. I'm not buying. LeBron is the head coach of the Lakers, man. We all know that.
Like, that ain't true. JJ Redick, the head coach.
Okay, you speak on it then. You speak on it. What you got? What's your take?
I just think it's a lot of politics involved. The, you know, they're under new ownership and... You know, I don't want to say too much, but I mean, they're under new ownership. I don't think she's a fan favorite. So I just think it's a lot of stuff that we just don't know. And for the people that, like, you know, reached out to Mark Cuban, and we all know Mark Cuban likes European players, and he would just never do this. And like the day was going by, and I saw that the Mavericks, their Instagram page, lost 700,000 followers. And I is so crazy. And just everybody that was just out yesterday, and keep in mind, I stay downtown. So I'm seeing everybody going outside, the casket, going up to the Dirk statue, doing all this stuff. So it's like the city is really hurting. And shame on that lady. And shame on Nick. Talk about Nico.
Man, okay, so allegedly, right? Because I did, producer Britt, I did what you said. I tried to look online, I tried to search, and I couldn't get a solid confirmation from a credible source. But allegedly, Nico is the same person who was working with Nike who botched the deal with Steph Curry by spelling his name wrong.
Crazy.
And it's like, ain't that crazy? But I mean, it's not too crazy now, seeing that he basically botched the Mavs, and he came out later and said, well, you know, I know the fans are upset now, I know the fans are hurt now, but ultimately, when they see us winning, then they'll forgive me. Nah, bro, I don't
and
think
Jonathan,
so.
And Jonathan, the video with Jason Kidd was crazy. It was, oh my gosh. He Jason just looked like, and I felt like they said, Jason Kidd, if you say something, you're going to lose your job. They made that man look like a robot.
Man, that man was froze. That boy was frozen like that Disney movie. He was frozen. he didn't have nothing to say. Like, I mean, what can you say? Because you're mad, trade happened, you lost a marquee player.
And like, they had a game that day, too. They played the Cavaliers. They had a game, and they lost. But they had a game. They had a game that day.
Nah, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. Okay, so switching gears. What is your take on Hillman Talk?
Oh, man, run that clip.
Come on. Okay.
Y'all following Hillman Talk on TikTok?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so this is why I love black women. Like, we're the 92% supposed to be sitting down chilling, and we done created a whole HBCU online on TikTok in the last 7 days.
Yeah.
So a black professor, she put a video out about African American studies class for her 36 students.
Mm-hmm.
It is now a place where 20 plus PhDs, all black folks teaching African American studies, teaching the art of resistance, teaching economic power. That's self-organizing, right? Our people have been through many, many things. And one of the best things you can do right now is to educate yourself on how to sustain oppression.
They're saying Dr. Barlow.
They're educating us on forms of resistance. So you don't just sit and say, like, how did the civil rights movement survive?
Yeah, I love
Shout out to Dr. Barlow. Okay? Shout out to Dr. Barlow. So what do I think about Hillman Talk? I think this is very innovative. This is cutting edge. This is what our culture has done year after year after year. This is why, you know, we should pay homage more often than we do. And this is why we should go back and, you know, look up some historical figures from time to time, because this is something that has found a way to make education fun, engaging, and even further than that, how to further close the wealth gap, because the wealth gap is something that has been been talked about. And I've heard many people in the financial industry, John Hope Bryant, and so many others talking about the wealth gap. This is a way to close the wealth gap, because we're learning about different topics. We're learning about different information that can further our skill set. And if we have a further skill set, then that allows us to be able to further put something into the economy to help us generate revenue. What do you think, producer Britt? What you got?
All right, Doc, you know, at first when we started talking about it, you know, I like the idea. I think it's great. I think that we're all coming together, you know, as a culture, as a people to do this. And to reference what she said in the clip was the 92% are the 92% of black women that voted for Kamala Harris. That's what she's talking about. So the 92% are the people that are the black women that are sitting back, you know, the election is doing what it did and it's happening and we're living in it and we got this thing for 4 years. And I think now, since I'm kind of more on TikTok more than you are, and so now with Hillman Talk, you know, it's so popular and it's running and it's going and it's going and it's going, and it's doing its thing. Now the other side is trying to get in and they are offended that we're not sharing Hillman Talk with them. And it's like, what more do you want? And I think that's how I feel. It's like, we can never have anything for ourselves. So it's like, yeah. So I love the idea. I love that we're doing it. You can literally learn anything now on Hillman TikTok. And I mean, from African American studies where it started, all the way down to screenwriting. You can learn how to play spades. I saw you sent me that video. It's just amazing how that, you know, we can come together during this time when we actually need each other. So I love it. You know, I love being black. So shout out black people.
I love being black. Shout out to black people. But no, but didn't you tell me though? Didn't you tell me that somebody is trying to trademark the term? Didn't you say that?
Yes, there was a white person trying to trademark the term. Oh, and it's like, God. They did that with Juneteenth, and now they're trying to do this with Hillman Talk. And it's like, oh my gosh. Lord. I mean, it just never ends. It never ends.
Oh my God. What can you take from somebody if you already took everything? Like, what else? Right. What else is there for you to take?
What else do you want? Yeah, crazy. So yeah, we saw that report about Beyonce. This is her a snippet of her speech.
I just feel very full and very honored. It's been many, many years. And I want to dedicate this to Miss Martell, and I hope we just keep pushing forward, opening doors. I just feel very full.
I mean, she just looks great. It's great.
All right. I mean, I mean, one thing I can appreciate about Beyonce, she really is a class act. I mean, people say whatever they say, they have whatever thoughts, but I mean, one ultimate professional. When I watched the Homecoming documentary, oh my goodness, like motivated me to a whole nother level. I'm like, wow. Like this different. And then seeing that same grit and grind and professionalism also lives within Blue Ivy.
Oh my gosh.
Hey.
Oh my gosh.
Different, man. Different.
Have you seen Mufasa yet?
Nah, I ain't seen it yet.
I ain't seen it. Yeah, but she's the voice. Yeah, she in that thing. So it's Beyonce. Hey, they mother and daughter in the movie.
Do the thing, man. Do the thing. If you have the resources or you have the opportunity to put, you know, your young or whoever family in the door and you do it, man. Especially for us. It only makes sense. Like, come on.
Totally agree. All right, Jonathan, yeah. Back to you.
All right. So now, what we're about to get into, and this is probably my favorite segment, okay? This is called Ask Jonathan. And as we go through this segment, what we're going to do is producer Britt, she is going to hit me with some questions. I don't know what the questions are. She pulling them from left field. And I'm just going to share my insight, share my opinion, share my thoughts about how we can apply some wisdom and some insight to these particular things. Come on back in here, producer Britt. Let's get to it.
All right. So this is our segment, Ask Jonathan. My first question for you, Jonathan, is what are your 2025 career goals?
2025 career goals. Wow. Okay, so the first thing is blow this show up, right? And what that means is, you know, be able to put the show out weekly. Uh-huh. And after that, you know, be able to take this thing on the road, you know, be on college campuses and, you know, be able to introduce more students to these opportunities and, you know, and create some jobs for people. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's one.
Let's speak on that. What kind of jobs are you trying to create now?
Oh, what job are you trying to create? Okay. So, you know, with your background in media, right? You went to school for media. I didn't have the privilege to go to school for media. I chose psychology. But, you know, it still works. You know, it still works.
Oh, my God.
But there are many young students who might have an interest. They might think it kind of looks cool, but they didn't have an internship opportunity, right? There was nobody to tell them, like, you can do this. You can be in front of the camera or behind the camera. Mm-hmm. So creating like those type internships and then, you know, if they show themselves approved, then that can parlay into a job. So doing all things production,
okay,
you know, doing all things media, right?
Okay.
So yeah,
that's one
of my big goals. Huh? Let's go.
My second question is, whose podcasts are you listening to these days?
Whose podcast am I listening to? Shout out to Brother Whitfield.
Or watching out for in 2025. Like who you looking for?
You talking about who coming up? Or are you talking about who I just enjoy?
Oh, who coming up? Who's coming up?
Ooh, who's coming up? Who's coming up? So there's a young lady in Dallas. Her name is Cookie. And she's the host of the Dirty Bag podcast. She is a personality. Okay. She is a personality. Shout out to her. Cause you know, she's been real active on the scene. So seeing some of her content, she really getting after it. And I mean, of course there's people like Ed Jones. That boy is the face of player development.
Yeah.
Anybody who wants to get into player development, he has the tools, he has the resources, and got the game to get them there. And last person, I'll also say Dr. Shauna T. Sobers, because she has a podcast based on leadership. And she has her doctoral degree, and she's been in education for over 20 years. And she has a lot to say. She's certified in Clifton Strengths and some of the other technical areas that lean in the leadership. But Dr. Shauna T. Sobers, those are some to look out for sure.
Okay. All right. My last question, it might be a little, well, no, no, my last question is, what are you wanting to get out of Speak Your Success? What are you wanting to get out of Speak Your Success? That's my last question.
All right. What am I wanting to get out of Speak Your Success? Well, as we've seen the recent events with the election, and there are many people who are feeling disheartened. There are many people who are, you know, losing hope. And with Speak Your Success, one of the biggest things that I want to get out is I want to really elevate the minority voices. Because so often, if we stay in certain parts of the country, we stay in certain parts of the world, we may feel that, oh man, I'm smart in Detroit, Michigan, but at the same time, I'm not surrounded by other smart people, or I don't see other people who are as smart as I am. So I want this to be a platform where people can see and hear other people from all across the world. And they're like, oh, wow, I didn't know that there was a career in this particular area. Or I had no idea that, you know, I could have a fruitful life doing X, Y, Z, or building community here or there. So with Speak Your Success, I want to elevate the minority voice, and I want to get out more stories so that people can speak their success.
Wow, that's great. I think that those are three good questions for your 300th show. And I think... having 300 episodes, I mean, kudos to you, Jonathan, because, I mean, there's people that get into this and they fall off immediately, or they fall off within 6 months, or they fall off within the 20th episode. 300 shows in, I mean, you doing a thing. So congratulations.
I appreciate it. Yeah, and you know, it was time to add on, you know, so we can have more firepower. They say if you want to go fast, go alone.
What they say?
But if you want to go far, go together. Okay.
That's what they say. All right. All right. Well, everyone, that was Ask Jonathan. If you have any questions to Ask Jonathan, put them in our TikTok DMs, and we will look at those. And yeah, we'll ask Jonathan. Make them hard questions, easy questions. He is well-rounded. So all the questions, that anything that you want answered. Yeah, for sure. All right, Jonathan, close us out.
Sounds good. And y'all, make sure to send that to at Speak Your Success Media on TikTok. All right, that's the handle, at Speak Your Success Media. But everybody, man, thanks for joining us tonight. This was an amazing kickoff. Number one, having our 300th episode, just like producer Bridge just said. But even further than that, as I share, I want this to be a platform that encourages you, that inspires you. So send your Ask Jonathan questions, send stuff that you saw scrolling. Just know that if you haven't found your tribe, you haven't found your community just yet, guess what? It's right here. All right. It's right here. We're here. The Bible says where two or more are joined together, he's in the midst. So y'all, thanks so much for rocking with us, and stay tuned and be sure to subscribe to this channel, Speak Your Success Media, because we're coming at you 4 times a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. So don't miss any episodes. And until next time, family, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?